Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Perry Public Library Children's Librarian Suzanne Kestel and Library Director Mary Murphy. So, we are moving into the warmer months. People are getting excited because school is about to be let out, which gives way to more programming in terms of the library. So, what is coming up on the horizon for youth in Perry as it relates to the library?
Well, I want to talk about the summer library program. You can actually come in and register now and start reading and keeping track of your minutes, and you will receive prizes. And when you start adding up your minutes and you get hours and hours, we actually have grand prizes for 60 hours and more. And those include a Blackfire HD8 tablet, gift certificates, and two unicorn packages. But along the way, for every 10 hours, the readers can get smaller prizes like bubbles and Blank Park Zoo tickets and school packages that have school materials in them. And so we encourage the children to come in and read and just receive prizes. The more they read, the more prizes they're going to receive. And because of the COVID, we are actually doing our story times and events on Zoom this summer. So you can go to our homepage, and Misty has made it really super simple to just click on the age group that your child is, and it will give you the Zoom link to our different programs. And the children get to look for a dragon this year. There's the three different colors depending on what age group they are. And two things that we're doing special that you do have to register for are the Kids in the Kitchen, which is being put on by Maddie Martison. She's with the ISU Extension. And those are going to be on Tuesdays. And Kids in the Kitchen is where you receive ingredients to make a snack ahead of time. And then Maddie talks the children through how to prepare it. And it's a fun time. And the kids get to actually eat their snack then, and they give her a thumbs up or thumbs down depending on how they like it. So that's for kindergarten through second in the morning on Tuesdays, and third through fifth is in the afternoon on Tuesdays. So that one you do have to register for. And then the other thing you have to register for, we have if you know what a Build-A-Bear is, we're doing a Build-A-Dragon and Build-A-Unicorn. We have 10 of each of these, and they get to sign up for those. And since we have 10 of each, that's why we have to register. They are $5 a piece and well worth it because they're just so cute. So those two things you do have to sign up for. So make sure you come in, register for the free program, start reading and getting your prizes, and then come to any of the activities via Zoom that you would like to this summer. And we just hope to see you then.
Now, you know, one question that will come up for this program, you know, how's it going to look this year with the pandemic is still kind of ongoing? People are becoming vaccinated and more organizations and businesses are opening their services back up, maybe not quite to fully normal. But what is this program going to look like for the Perry Public Library this year?
We are open. You do need to wear a mask right now, but you're welcome to come in and check out books. And the only thing that I guess isn't quite normal is doing our Zoom meetings for our story times. We're not really doing in-person programming, but otherwise we are open and we want you to come in and check out books. And just if you haven't been to the library since we've remodeled, come in and see what it looks like.
The summer reading program is going to take up the majority of, you know, the summer. It's going to give the kids something to look forward to. But is there going to be anything else going on during the summer outside of the summer reading program that people should keep on their radar?
If they attend the weekly Zoom meeting and read, that will pretty much keep them busy. But we also have the teens and adults for those others. And they're always welcome to call and see what we do have going on at the library. But that's pretty much what we do during the summer.
Now, in relation to that, if this was a program that you weren't able to hold last year because the library was not really open, we were in the really kind of the beginning of the pandemic where things started to get pretty bad. Is this the first time you guys have been able to hold the summer reading program? Did you do it last year?
We did do it last year. I don't know if a lot of people knew we were doing it because the attendance was low. I think a lot of people were still just home doing their thing. So we're pretty excited about this year, that now that we're open, and because I think that was a hindrance last year too, since we weren't open. They couldn't come in and look for their own books, even though we did do curbside. It's just something about looking for your own book that people enjoy.
Now, are you guys going to try to apply anything that you may have done last year to this year's program? I know a lot of places last year weren't used to using Zoom or, you know, this kind of technology, but were really put into a situation where they had to. So do you guys feel more comfortable holding the program this year in a virtual fashion as opposed to last year where it might have been something that was a little new?
We got thrown into it pretty quickly last year. I did my spring story times through Zoom. The summer was through Zoom, and all my fall and winter have been. So I'm pretty comfortable with it now, having done it for a year through Zoom. There's nothing like having it in person, and I wish we could do that this summer, but this is the best that we can do, and we'll hope that next year we can go back to in person.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to the summer reading program to get people pumped up and excited to take part?
Yes. Get pumped up and excited and come into the library and register, because, you know, the more you read, the better. You don't have that summer slump, and we want you to come in and read and get prizes, and we'll help you find a book if you don't know where to go and look for one. And I'd love you to come in and say hi to me, because maybe it's been a while. So yeah, just come in and register.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Perry Public Library children's librarian Suzanne Kestel and library director Mary Murphy. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.